The Masechet begins. Ha'isha nikneis b'shalosh drachim. The konas atzma b'shtei drachim. Okay, we'll have to talk perhaps next time about that lashon. Nikneis b'kesef v'shtar via b'kesef v'sham yomrim b'dinu v'shar dinar u'beis hillel omrim b'pruta u'v'sham b'pruta. V'kami pruta echem b'shmona b'isser ha'italki. Okay, all these things we'll have time to talk about throughout the year. Right here, Tosos talks about something which is not addressed explicitly in the Gemara. Tosos asks, after an initial question about why he chose to use this Lashon, which we'll come back to, he asks, how do we know that Isha is miskadeshes be kesef, meaning the amount of shach b'sel v'shamay, kesef v'shav kesef, right? You can use coinage or you can use anything of value. Since the Gemara is about to tell us that we learn Kedusha Isha kicha kicha mistei ephron, Kedusha kesef says ki kikach is ki ish Isha, it says nafsati kesef so that kach mimeni. Okay, we'll have to figure out exactly what the nature of that comparison is. But clearly, at the very least, it teaches us that ki yikach ish isha is done through the medium of kesef. So it says kesef. So the hechi tesi, you can use a horse or monopoly or a game of or box or deck of cards or an orange. And the Rishonim have many, many different answers to this, which we could divide into perhaps three main streams, based on the question of what would we think if we did not have any drushes. So Tosos already brings in Miyim Torah Nalan Shav Kesef Kesef Dolakami Boy Le Kragami Evan Ivri Yoshev Rav Shav Kesef Kesef. After all, the Gemara in a few places, don't think, Tosfos is saying, don't think it's just obvious that Shava Kesef is Kesef. Don't think it's obvious that value is value. If you give someone something, you gave them something. What difference does it make what exactly it looks like? Because, after all, by Evid Ivri, where we know there's a din of Giro and Kesef, he can be bought with Kesef and he can redeem himself with Kesef, we have to darshan the extra word Yashiv. To be married by Shav Kesef, opinion of Ben, Nichsibi Kesef, Yomar the commander of Ghana Shuckle, sort of opinion of Ben, Manolan Shav Kesef, Kikesef, Mir Berkam, the Shuas, Darj, Klaal, Water, Klaal, Will, Gavi, Erf, Sibi Kesef, Hektish Nami, it's not, Gavi Makta Shadir, Hektish, if the Kesef Shav Kesef, Manolan Shav Kesef, Kesef, Mir Bektish, Nami, Efter, Shin, Klaal, Water, Klaal, Da Ain Hektish, Nif, the Karka, Gramina, Mazavri, Omar, Hektish, Klaal, Gavi, Karka, Dr. Khmar, Manasa Kesef, Kamlo, the Kamad, Nami, Ramin, the Impotent Hektish, my Shane, Mishtar, Okay, so he says that he's a, he wonders why Hektish could be Nifta B'Shava Kesef, if it says Kesef, and why Pidyon Ben could be given B'Shava Kesef if it says Kesef. But that you can answer. It's based on the drasha there, Klal Pata Klal. But Erechin is strange. How do we know you can pay in B'Shava Kesef? And Kiddushin, which is the main point, how do we know you can do Kiddushin with Shava Kesef. Okay, so we have three basic drachim in the Rishonim. Tosfos seems to assume, at least in terms of what we would have thought originally, that Shava Kesef is not like Kesef. Right, if you ask just like, what's the Svara if there was no, if there were no drushes from the Psukim, what would we have thought? Right, so tell some of the opinion that Shava Kesef is not like Kesef. So how do we know that you can use Shava Kesef? Only through a drasha. What's the drasha? So those says, the Yafina may have an Ivri. It's we learn from the fact that it says Yashiv by Evid Ivri. Everyone agrees the Maisa, the Mishnah says. We learn from Evid Ivri. How do we learn? So, in which case, the question is, so, how do we darshan that Shava Kesef is Kikesef in Kiddushin? So Tosfos says, we extrapolate from Evid Ivri, And then Tosfos just asks the question, if we extrapolate from Ibn Ivri, so why do we need Yashif by paying for Nezek, by the Zikin that you can pay with Shabbat Kesef? After all, why not extrapolate from Ibn Ivri? And Tosfos says, no problem, since by Nezikin we know you have to be Meitav, so we might have thought that Nezikin was more Chomer. So therefore we need a separate pasuk by Nezikin. If it only said Nezikin, we would have thought that Shabbat Kesef always had to be Meitav, at least if you pick the Karka, it always has to be Meitav, so therefore we need a pasuk by Ibn Ivri. So we need two psukim, one for things that need Meitav, that Shabbat Kesef is Kesef, one for everything else in the Torah, that Shabbat Kesef is like Kesef. So Tosfos says, Yalfinan me Evid Ivri lechala Torah Kula, except for Nezikin, which needs its own pasuk, right? Except Nezikin, which has its own pasuk. Then Tosfos has an Inami. Inami Yishlomar. Again, trying to answer the question of if we can learn from one thing to call Torah Kula, why do we need a separate pasuk by Ivri, and why do we need a separate pasuk by Nezikin? So his second answer is, if it had only somebody Evid Ivri, we would have thought that's a special Kula by Evid Ivri, in order that he not assimilate into the Goyim. Because the Pasuk Yashiv is written by an Evid Ivri who sells himself to the Goyim, so the Torah has many Kulas that he shouldn't assimilate. So we would have thought it's a special Kula, and therefore we wouldn't have known Nezikin, and we would have, if it had just said Nezikin, we wouldn't have known Evid Ivri, because maybe we would have thought Davka should be Machra Evid Ivri, because it's his own fault for getting sold as an Evid Ivri. Why is it his own fault? Because there's Alpha Bedrusha there. You might have said, why is it his own fault? He was just very poor. There's Alpha Bedrusha there, that no, the reason he got so poor is because he didn't have Eros to start with. So therefore, we might have thought Evid Ivri was very Kyle, we might have thought Evid Ivri was very Chomer, and therefore we need a separate Drusha by Evid Ivri and a separate Drusha by Nezikin. According to this, how do we know Kola Tor Kula? How do we know Kol Tor Kula? L'chora, according to the Tosfos, the Inami, we can't learn Kol Tor Kula from Evid Ivri. Why? Because maybe Evid Ivri, there's only a special Kula. The Torah lets him pay with anything because he shouldn't assimilate into the Goyim. So l'chora, the Tosfos says there, Yalfina may Evid Ivri Nezakin. That's Tosfos' last line. Yalfina may Evid Ivri. Ooh. Nezikin lechol hatorah kula. Okay, no problem. After all, Evid Ivri and Nezikin, what do they have in common? Right? They're not both to prevent assimilation. They're not both a punishment because someone did terrible aviros. They're just both kesef. And Shabbat Kesef is kesef. So too in Kol Torah Kula, Shabbat Kesef is kesef. When we get to the Rishonei Svarad, even though this is not the main derech they take, this is not the answer they prefer, but they throw in some other answers where we say, no, we need Svar, Shabbat Kesef, not Kesef, we just need a limud. Like, for example, the Ramban suggests, this is not his main answer. Ramban Veritva, B'teiretz Echad, they suggest that really we need a special drasha that Shabbat Kesef is Kesef by Kiddushin. What's the drasha? Yashin by Evid Ivri, but not that we learn from Evid Ivri to call it Tor Kula, rather that we learn from Evid Ivri specifically to Kedushin. How can we learn from Evid Ivri specifically to Kedushin? Because the drasha of Yatzachinam ain't kosher, right? The Gemara says that we learn, okay, well, exactly what we need all these drashas for, the Gemara will explain. We learn Kesef Kedushin from the Kesef of Giron Kesef, of an Evid redeeming himself, because it says Yatzachinam ain't Kesef, which means that the Amavriya goes free without kesef to without paying kesef to free herself at a certain point when she reached bat mitzvah. But that's in kesef. But if you want to marry her from the father, you do have to give the father kesef. So there's a comparison, just like the kesef by an Evid Ivri, we know from Yashiv is even shavah kesef. So the kesef and kiddushin is also even shavah kesef. So Yolfinan kiddushin. May Evid Ivri al yaday drashas ein kesef, which again based on the drash, not the pshat, the drash is that ein kesef. Sometimes the Evid Ivri doesn't have to be kesef to redeem himself, but you could always pay kesef to marry a girl who's in her father's house. And the Ritva is one other day, which he is not so happy with in the end, but which is a much more complex daya, the Ritva, in one daya, which he doesn't like, says that no, we actually, it's very complicated, we learn Eved Ivri, we learn Kiddushin from Eved Kanani, and Eved Kanani from Eved Ivri. What's the comparison of Kiddushin to Eved Kanani? Because we have a heck, Gzer Shava La, from Isha, by a divorce, it says, because of La Sefer Christos. By manumission of an of a Shivcha Kananis, it says, O Chufsha Lo Nitam La, I think it says. And therefore, we can learn Yalfinan Kiddushin Me, or let's say a little better, possibly not a big Kiddushin, Isha Me. Eved Kanani or Shifra Kananis, right? Me Eved Kanani Al Yadei Gzereshava La La Ve Eved Kanani Me Eved Ivri. Okay, this is perhaps one of the weakest. Pshatim needs two steps, and it's not so clear that we can learn one kind of Eved from another kind of Eved. The Ritva says not so clear that La La teaches us that everything true about Eved Kanani is true for Nisha. It really seems to be limited to divorce, at least in most cases. Here we're not discussing divorce. Okay, but we will leave it. The Ritva is not totally satisfied, but we'll just leave it to put on this list. This is one approach. That means Svara, Shavagas, not like Gesed. We will leave it from Eved Ivri somehow. From Eved Ivri, we get the Kiddushin in one form or another. The Tosfos Toch, interestingly, and Agav, I guess I'll just, sorry, before I go on, point out that Rashi on Daf Ches of Maseches Kiddushin, when he discusses how we know, he says, Gav Kiddushin Kesef Ksiv, Vishama Kesef is Rabbi Ki Kesef, Kinamri Lakaman, Yashiv, the Rabbi Shava Kesef, the Yashiv, the Rabbi Shava Kesef, but you have a different. That's Lakaman's later on that Daf. So Rashi seems to hold, he doesn't say exactly how he knows from Eved Ivri to Kiddushin, he doesn't tell us exactly. Or Rashi also seems to hold this way. How do we know? Shem Kesef is by Kiddushin. Rashi says that Yalfinan may Eved Ivri. Somehow, we know the Drush of Eved Ivri, and we expand the Drush of Eved Ivri to Kiddushin, although he doesn't specify exactly how. I'll point out the Rashi in Erechin Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph want to know how do we know Shavu Kesef is Kesef by Pidyon Hekdesh, and he said, "Oh, we learned from Nezikin." So it's not 100% clear to me why Rashi learns Kiddushin from Eved Kanani, Rashi learns Pidyon Hekdesh from Eved Ivri, Rashi learns Pidyon Hekdesh from Nezikin. Like Rashi seems to be learning other things from those two yashivs, from those two sources. Exactly why he chooses to list by Kiddushin, learn from Eved Ivri, and in Erechin, to learn from Nezikin is not 100% clear to me.
You can say like he's like the first answer that I'm buying the Ritva, that it's only a vocal lima from Kiddushin to from Eved Ivri.
This half, but then you still have to explain, so the other half being in Mimadashach, if you can't learn anything from Nezikin, then don't. If you can't learn everything, why not here also? So, I mean, you have to give a hesper, but okay, we'll work on it. The Tosfos Toch, I don't know if anyone had a actual physical copy of, so I Xeroxed it here. There's, you know, every Masechet, there are many, many different versions of Tosfos. Right? There's no official, authorized Tosfos. Just all the, everyone, each one of the Bali Tosfos kept their own notes of what they said in the yeshivas of the Bali Tosfos. And it's sort of random whose Tosfos were printed by the Sansino family in each Masechet, and we're not sure. I mean, Orbach's book, Bali Tosfos, goes through every Masechet and trying to figure out who wrote the Tosfos that are printed there. We can't be 100% sure. In every Masechet, there's a bunch of other Tosfos that are not other versions other than what's printed on the Daf. In Kiddushin, the main Tosfos, by now they've published a lot of obscure versions of Tosfos, but the main version of Tosfos in Kiddushin, besides what's on the Daf, is the Tosfos Rush, which we're familiar with. We have a set of Tosfos Rush pretty much all of Shas. And the Tosfos, Tosfos Toch. Toch is just, I think it was Yitzhak Toch, I might be mistaken. Rabbi Eliezer Mitoch, thank you. Rabbi Eliezer Mitoch, that's where he was from. He's one of the Bali Tosos. This is his version of Tosos. And there's a lot of interesting things in it. So it's Kedai, safer to have, or try to Zirox it. The Tosos Tuch here brings a new pshat from the Ri. That's not found in any of the other Mefarshim on the Daf. He quotes, Verb Yitzhak Midan Pier, that is the Ri, like the Ri of Tosos, being the time of the Ri. That's the Ri, it's not some other obscure Ravinu Yitzhak. He says, he says the opposite. We always know Sheva Kesef is a Kesef. That's Pasha Sheva Kesef is a Kesef. There's no having, you know, otherwise. That's one approach. The other approach is the Tosos Tuch B'Shem B'Ri Misvara Sheva Kesef Kesef. You never need to tell a Sheva Kesef is like Kesef. Why do you need to darshan? So again, why do you need to darshan a klal prato klal by hektish and by pinyin ben is not so hard. Tosfos already said. You need to darshan a klal prato klal by hektish to exclude karka avodim and shtaros. You need to darshan a klal prato klal by pinyin ben to exclude karka avodim and shtaros. The two difficult cases are why do you need to darshan yoshiv by evan ifrim? Why do you need to darshan yoshiv by nezikin? So he says, no problem. He says, And he quotes Yerushalmi, why specifically would we think that Kesef means Dafke Kesef by Evan Ivri, if not for Yashiv? Because it says Kesef twice, unnecessarily. Right? Since it didn't have to say Kesef twice, it says Kesef twice unnecessarily, we might have thought there was a counter drasha. So, therefore he says, you only need a drasha by Evan Ivri because it says Kesef twice and by Nezikin. Why do you need a drasha by Nezikin? So that's easier, because we know the pasuk says by Nezikin, Meitav Sadeu, Meitav Karmo, Yishalim. So you need Meitav. So you might have thought that you can't give any kind of Shavu Kesef. You have to give Meitav. You have to do the best kind of things. L'chor, the best kind of things is money. So, and by Nezikin, because by Karka, you have to pay Meitav. By Karka, you do have to pay Meitav. So you might have thought, it's not only in Karka you have to pay Meitav. Meitav, Sadeh, Meitav, Karmo. You might have reasonably thought, whatever I give, I have to give you the best thing that you want the most, which is cash. So therefore, you have to have a drasha to tell us that I can give you Shavu Kesef. So that's the opposite approach. The main sheet of the Rishonei Sfarad, of the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Ran, here is the same thing. Even though it wasn't on the Makoros. Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran. Is that it depends what context, what's the svara, what you would know without a drasha, depends what context you're talking about, right? If you think about it, Tosa says you always need a drasha, it has to figure out the drasha by Kiddushin. The Tosa's talk, quoting the Ri, says you never need a drasha, it has to figure out why you need a drasha by Evan Ibrahim Ezekiel. So the Ramban says much easier. He says that sometimes you need a drasha, sometimes you don't. And it so happens, when you need a drasha, then you have a drasha. When you don't need a drasha, then you don't have a drasha. What does he say? He says that, Midas shnehem, then misvara shave kesef is like kesef. Midas shnehem, misvara shave kesef is like kesef. After all, if I'm happy and you're happy, then what's the problem? Therefore, kiddushin. You don't need a pod. That's why they never ask a mucker, how do we own Kedushin Shavu Kesef is like Kesef? It's obvious Shavu Kesef is like Kesef. If I give something to the Rana, I'm happy and she's happy, what's the problem?
The problem is, that's good for when you're doing Mecca Humevkar, but for a formalism, maybe not.
So hold that thought. Okay, that's an excellent point, which is not found really in the Rishonim so much, but hold that, that doesn't mean it's not found in the Rishonim. And this, therefore, by Kedushin, there is no need for a makar, which works out well, because the Gemara actually never says a makar. However, by Evan Ivri, that's Bal Karcha. Right? Once again, Evan Ivri, we're not talking about selling an Evan Ivri. We're talking about Yashiv, the drush of Yashiv Geulaso. Right? It's a little unclear when we get to that, so you enough guys will see. When are we darshaning about how an Evan Ivri is originally sold, and when about how he redeems himself? The simple shot of the drush of Yashiv Geulaso is talking about when he redeems himself. Right? And we darshan, he can redeem himself with Shavu Kesef. Why? Because he can redeem himself against the master's will. Right? That's a special chiddush in Gron Kesef in the Chumash. Even if the master says, I don't want to sell you back to yourself, he can say, no, you have to take this money and let me go against my will. That's against, so the Odom will say, okay, yeah, but I don't have to take anything, right? Misvara, why should we force the guy to take, you know, what is it, Bran? Is the example in Ezekiel. Why should we force the guy to take cars from a junkyard and all kinds of other peculiar things?
Hay.
Hay, whatever it may be, okay? So, when it comes to Bal Karcho, then we say Misvara Shavakesef is not Kikesef. And therefore, by Evan Ivri, you need a drasha by Nezikin also. So at least in the here, it's, the Lashonos and Lashonim are somewhat subtle, but at least in the Ramban, let's start with the, he says a similar Lashon, he says here, one second, we know, but you might think, Bal Karcho, right? What's the case with Ezekiel? The guy's not agreeing to take this from me. I smashed his car. I now owe him 10,000 shekel. So he's not agreeing to take, you know, and I want to pay him in sheet metal. He's not agreeing to take the sheet metal from me. I mean, maybe that'll be useful for him. I want to pay him in, you know, in smartphones, right? So he doesn't need so many smartphones.
Not the Note 7.
Nah, okay.
So we don't say the issue with Nezikin is that word because they're paying him against his will. They said the issue is because the Torah says it should be good with many times.
Well, the Lashon in the Ramban is that. I'll read you the Lashon. That's why I opened the Ramban. I can't force him to accept Shavu Kesef. Eloi Meitav, except Eloi Meitav, because that's what it says in the Chumash. But it sounds like I can't force him, he's focusing on this idea against his will. I can't force him against his will to accept Shavu Kesef. And therefore, in Nezikin, Josh, interestingly, the Rashba says it a little differently. He says just in Nezikin, the Torah says Meitav. So how would I know if he's using it? It's not Meitav. Maybe we'll come back to that in a moment. So here we have three shitas as to, you know, what's the essential svara of Shavu Kesef Mikesef. The Ri and Tostoch thinks an item of value is an item of value. You only need a drasha of Arba Shavu Kesef when you have a strong reason to exclude it. Tosfos, and one answer to some of the other Shonim, says, no, misvara, money is money. Who says you can use something else? You need a drasha to be Arba something else. And the Ramban Rashi says, it depends on the context. If you're agreeing to take it, then we swear him. It's all good. If I'm forcing you to take it against your, to accept it against your will, then we swear I should be giving you cash, and we need a special reboy for Shavu Kesef. The Maharit in the beginning of the Masechet seems to imply that...
Malchakim three shitas, it could just be two. That's what Tzach could agree with. The Ramban and the Rashba, the Ramban. Just says that it's misvara, and he just leaves it.
Nobody says misvara even by Evan Ivri, if not for the fact that it said kesef twice.
Other than that,
but is it? Okay, but it's even by Evan Ivri misvara. There could be a number of nafkaminas between this answer. The Maharit brings up an interesting one. I mean, he doesn't say it quite in these words, but the Maharit points out, or that according to the Tosfos, whichever version of Tosfos, there's no difference between different contexts, right? It makes no difference if you're accepting it or if I'm giving it to you against your will. Either way, it's either a svara or a drasha. According to Rabban and Rashba, Rishonim Sfarad, it makes a big difference. So the Rabban suggests there could be enough Gemina. He didn't say it's enough Gemina. He just like starts with Rabban and reaches a conclusion. He says, what about if I say, Harayim Kudeshishli, Almanas, right? That I'll give you, or that you'll give me, you know, 200 zos. Almanas, I give you $1,000, or, you know, $10,000, $100,000, whatever it may be. So it's clear, he quotes the Gemara in Gittin, that if I give you against your will, it counts. Once you make a tenai, if I give it to you, you have no right to refuse it. You have to accept it. So what if I say Almanas?
Why does she have to accept it?
It's not that she has to accept it, that I fulfilled the tenai, even if I give it to you against your will.
Why did she have to accept the kedushin in the first place?
She didn't. She decided to.
She did decide.
Now, I say to a girl, you're a kedushin to me, on condition that I give you $100,000. Or that you give me $100,000 either way. And we all say that's a good deal. From now on, I can give $100,000 against her will. So what if, instead of giving $100,000 against her will, I give her Shabbat Kesef? I give her a... name a sports car.
Jaguar.
Is a Jaguar worth $100,000?
At least.
Okay. I give her a Jaguar worth $100,000. Does that count or not? Right? Do we say Shabbat Kesef Kesef, or do we not say Shabbat Kesef Kesef in that case? I'm giving to her against her will.
But that's only for the tonight. That's not for the protective kiddushim.
I know. That's why, for the actual kiddushim, we know the halach already. So what if I'm giving it to her against her will? So the Maharit wants to say that, what about this case of kiyum t'nai bal karcho al yedei nesina shavah kesef? Obviously, I don't mean when the t'nai was to give shavah kesef. If the t'nai was to give me a Jaguar, then obviously I fulfilled it. The t'nai is to give me money. Can I give a Jaguar instead? So the Maharit wants to say that according to the Ramban, right, Shava Kesef is not like Kesef. Why? Because it's against your will, and there's no special drasha. When it's against your will, you need a drasha. By Evan Every, there's a drasha. By Nezikin, there's a drasha. Here, there's no drasha. So that's that's exactly what the Maharit concludes. He concludes that if you start with this Ramban, which he is, then this would not be a valid kiddushin. However, he does. If you took the approach of the Re, then you should say that Shavah Kesef is Ki Kesef. What do you mean it's a Svara that it's always Ki Kesef? It doesn't matter if you're agreeing or not agreeing. And likewise, if you took the approach of Tosfos, at least Tosfos himself, then you would say, Shavah Kesef is like Kesef. So here we must say enough Gemina. If you're going to differentiate, if you're going to say everything's the same, we learn Kol Terkul from Evad Ifri, or everything's be Svara, then Shavah Kesef is always like Kesef. If you're going to say, no, it depends. If we're both agreeing, then Shavah Kesef is Kesef. If not, you need a drasha. Then when you have a drasha, you don't have a drasha. You have a drasha. When you don't have a drasha, you don't have a drasha. In this case, the Jaguar shouldn't count. Now, the Avnilum himself, after quoting this Maharit, is not so excited about it, because he says, you can't apply halachic categories to fulfilling conditions. So when it comes to a tanai, you can't start applying halachas to how to fill a tanai. You just have to ask, what does the average person think when they mean this tanai? Because a tanai just depends what people are thinking when they make the tanai. So now Lingloom says, this nafka mina shtos. You can only apply halachic categories to halachic requirements. When something is required by a tanai, you don't start looking at it for halachic categories. Instead, you just ask, what does the average person on the street think this means? So he destroys this nafka mina, but the Maharit thinks this is a proper nafka mina, and says, it depends. According to some shitas, you end up kol tor kula shavah kesef kesef. According to other shitas, you end up that in some cases shavah kesef kesef, and in some cases shavah kesef is not kesef. The Maharit's basically saying, if we're just abstracted from the case of the Jaguar, is what he's basically saying is that the nafkamina is, you know, the scope, what we call the hekif, din of Shavah Kesef Kikesef. According to Tosfos, and Tosfos Toch, it applies to Kola to Rekula. Right? Shabbat Kesef is always like Kesef. Either Misvara, or to be learned from Eben Ivri. According to the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, then Shabbat Kesef like Kesef in Kola to Rekula, if it's Midas, and only Eben Ivri and Nezikin, if it's Bal Karcho, right? That's basically what my Rit was saying. If Midas, then Shabbat Kesef is always like Kesef. If it's Bal Karcho, then only these two places where there is a Riboy. Likewise, if you took these approaches, which again are not really Maskanim, these are Shonin, but if you took the approach of the other opinion, the other opinion, the Ramban and the Ritva, what would we say? We'd say it's only by Eved Ivri, Nezikin, and Kiddushin, because you have a specific limud, and not by the rest of the Torah. Okay, then you'd have to ask, you know, how do we stick an Erech in? But okay, you can get Erech in by saying it's like Hektish, and Hektish has a Klal and Kvantu Klal, so you can squeeze that in. And likewise, the Jaguar wouldn't work. You'd say, what do you mean? The Shabbat Kesef is only Kesef by Eved Ivri, and only by the essential Kiddushin, which is learned from Eved Ivri, not by fulfilling Tanais, and only by Nezikin. And likewise, according to this approach, the Jaguar wouldn't work because it's not covered by a Xeris HaKasar. Okay, so that's enough. I mean, everything just straightforward. When you want to figure out how Shabbat Kesef is going to cast it by Kiddushin, you then tell us whether that's true of everything in the entire world or true only of certain things, and that could create various nafkaminas. The one example I already chose to use may or may not be a good example, but it's certainly an illustrative example. One thing is still unclear on this board, which is, before we get too fancy, what's the svara of the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva to be mechalek between Bal Karcho and Midashneim? Like, why should that make a difference? Why should that make a difference if it's Bal Karcho or if it is Midashneim? But it's a din that the Eved is Meshukher B'Kesef. But what, it didn't say the same thing by Kiddushin, it's Bekesef, not Meshukher B'Kesef. But what's the Svara?
One is the trade, one is the Big Yod.
Okay, but that's not a Svara. That's
a Svara.
That's a word.
If they have to accept it, you see them accepting it, which means they accept the Shabbat Kesef.
Okay, so what Zeb is saying is that if you accept it,
it becomes Kesef.
They're given the option to accept it.
Okay, hold on. Let's just backtrack for a second, right? This is an Orthodox Jewish seminary here, right? Just because we both accept something doesn't make it the halacha, right? If, just a classic example, right? If me and a girl both decide to accept chazaka or chalipin as a valid kiddushin, that wouldn't help because there are certain requirements in halacha, right? So, it's not so pashut, but that's the approach that the Rav took when the Rav gave shir and kiddushin. They actually published they published Rav Schechter's notebook for the Rav shir and kiddushin. I think it's on the shelf downstairs. It's a little hard to read because it's, even though Rav Schechter is one of the clearest Talmidim of the Rav, but still, it's his notebook. No one rewrote it for a publication. It's just Mamish, whatever he wrote at the time. They're working now on Rav Reichman's, working on publishing Rashi and Shira Revolution, but, it's not ready yet. But when the Rav gave Shira on this, he compared it to a Gemara later on, the Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara of Chesam and Aleph says that Rav Kahana shaka sudra beikid yinaben. Rav Kahana accepted a sudra, a kerchief, right? Sudra means a kerchief, right? Kenyan sudar, right? Doesn't mean like the rabbis do nowadays in the chuppah. They use a pen, or sometimes the rabbis want to be more old fat, authentic, so they use a handkerchief for a Kenyan sudar, and they say, here's the sudar.
We used an iPhone. That's new fashion.
Okay, but then you get into a chash misuri handah, which is explicitly explicitly dismayed in the Gemara Bava Metzia. So let's say we didn't want to be controversial. So it's close, right, suitor, but that's a handkerchief. The original suitor was, of course, an actual kerchief, right, which you put over your head. This is, back in the old days, Rav Kahana, not only did, you know, his wife wear a kerchief on her head, but there, in those days, the rabbis, not only rabbis, but the rabbis also wore kerchiefs over their head. You know, like the Baba Sali does nowadays. There aren't that many rabbis left who still wear kerchiefs. But, okay, so Rav Kahana took a suit and big pidyon aven. We'll have to get into all the lumpness of it when we get there. The problem was it's not worth 5 slaim. So what did he say, famously? So to me, it's worth 5 slaim, meaning we'll have to see what that means based on, you know, principles of halacha and economics when we get there. But Rav Kahana says it's not worth 5 slaim to most people, but to me, it's worth 5 slaim. Apparently, there's some subjectivity that if you think something is worth more, then for you, that's good enough. That's the principle there. So the Rav said, that's the yesod of the Ramban. The Ramban is based on that Gemara and Daf Tes, where if Kahana said, lididi shavali, right, that if you agree that it's worth more, then to you it's worth more. So just like it could be worth 1 sela, and I agree it's worth 5 slaim, likewise, it could be shavah kesef, and I agree it's kesef, or it's worth kesef. That's how. So, if you want to know what's the svara of,
and even if it's shavah kesef, shavah pruta, it's shavah lididi.
I don't know.
You know, and I know that the Ran says not that way. Okay, but that's different. That's not a chalos shem mamon at all. Yeah. Here, this is a chalos shem mamon at all. It is something you could sue in court over. It is something that has halachic status. It is something that you could, you know, be chayiv for stealing, etc., etc. It is something you be chayiv on ushing zelos for. So maybe it's different. So one derech of the svara is what the Rav says, that it's like lididi shaveli. That's what the nickname is. So yeah, that you can agree to be machshiv something more than it's you can specially agree to make something more chashiv than it is.
You still have to explain why that you can't do that for Baal Korcho. That doesn't explain the chilek.
Ah, no, because only the guy taking it can do that. Not the guy giving it. Only the guy receiving it can do that, right? After all, let's go back to Pidyon Aven. I can't give the Kohen something worth 1 sela and say to me it's worth 5 slaim. Only the Kohen can say to him it's worth more. Only the recipient can say that it's worth more money. Or maybe, let's assume
that. Pidyon Aven, the Kohen can say that? I'm bothered, but by Pidyon Aven is specified.
That's very nice. That's a very nice svara. But the Gemara says the Kohen can't say that. Now, is that, in what circumstances can he, in what circumstances can't he, meaning how much of a basis does he need for saying that, we'll get to. But clearly he can say it, whether you like it or not.
Why aren't we saying that by the Ivri, when time of Shechor, that's an agreement upon that he's like, as you support, it's needed. This is an agreement upon between Ish and Isha, that they shall fruta. What their goal is the Kiddushin. The fact that they're using this mechanism, this is the halakha mechanism, and they're agreeing that this is enough in order to create a halakha Kiddushin. So why does it make a difference in saying that? Likewise?
Because in the case of Eved Ivri, the master's not agreeing. I'm an Eved Ivri. Zev owns me, and now I owe $100, so I want to give him, you know, a bicycle. So he doesn't want the bicycle. He says, to me, the bicycle's not worth kesef. And Echanami, if he agreed, then maybe it would work, according to Ramban. If he agreed, and Echanami, but he doesn't agree. He says it's not worth it. So one svar is that there is a agreement is machshiv shav kesef kikesef, and the Rav, right, that I can agree to be machshivit, and the Rav based this, compared this to Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Based on this, we would come out with an afkamina of the Pnei Yoshua. Says the Pnei Yoshua, what if a woman sent a shliach to say, go be mekabel kiddushin for me from Plomni, right? I really want to get married to Plomni, but it's a very dangerous journey and I can't make it, or I'm sick, or I'm busy, etc. So go be mekabel kiddushin for me. And the shliach went. and Plony gave him a bicycle, or a deck of cards, or an orange, then the Pnei Yeshua says, it wouldn't work. He says, this is my kasha on the run. He says, that only works if she explicitly agrees. But if she sends her shliach and she didn't explicitly agree, then it doesn't work. Now, okay, one could technically, okay, we'll get back to this. So here's the nafkamina. Nafkamina says the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua obviously holds like the Rav. Speaking anachronistically, the Pnei Yeshua obviously understands, like the Rav, that what the Rav is saying is you have a special ability to be mash of something. So he says, but that's only if you specially agree to use this special rule that a mash of something is more than it really is. That to me it's worth more than it really is. But if I sent a shliach and I didn't say anything either way, sort of a neutral case, in a neutral case, says the Pnei Yeshua, he says that if in Kiddushin, Al Yidei Shliach HaIsha, again, Shliach HaIsha doesn't, then in Kiddushin, Yidei Shliach HaIsha, Shavah Kesef, doesn't work. Shavah Kesef, unless she said, I want him to give me a bicycle, and that's worth, that's as good as money in my opinion. But it's Stam, the woman sends a Shliach, and he gives a Shliach a ring, not such a crazy case, he gives a Shliach a ring instead of a 200 shekel bill, then it doesn't work, according to the Pnei Yeshua. So he says, according to the Ran, then it shouldn't work. And there he makes that a kasha on the Ran.
That's only a kasha if you hold it. If the Shliach wants it, it's not as good as the Kiddushin.
Correct. So you could disagree with this Pnei Yeshua, and I admit, this is sort of the day of the Nafkaminas that there are technical ways out of. You could disagree with this Pnei Yeshua, and the Avnei Lohan brings this up. For technical reasons, you could say, once a woman authorizes the shliach, she's also authorizing the shliach to decide what's worth money to her, and then destroy the nafkamina. But the main reason the Avnei Lohan rejects this Pnei Yeshua, why does he reject this Pnei Yeshua? He says, it's not that, basically, once for Shavu Kesef is not like Kesef, but you can agree to make it like Kesef. Right? He says, no. Shavu Kesef is like Kesef, but you can refuse to enter the transaction under this circumstance. So he says that Shavu Kesef is Kesef, but you can refuse to accept it. Now, Pina's, what's the default? Right? Is the default Shavu Kesef Kekesef? Until you but you know what? You have a right to refuse. Or is the default Shavu Kesef Eino Kekesef unless you accept it? So here what we're saying is that it's Eino Kekesef Ad Sheyikabel, or is it Kekesef Ad Sheyimcha, until you object. And therefore, says the Avnei Miluim, that in this case, right, that Afshar Lekadesh Bishava Kasef Al Yidei Shliach HaIsha, because she didn't object. As long as she doesn't object, Shava Kesef is Kekesef. So here, if you're isn't the Rabbah, like, what does he really think? Like, what's the rule? What's the exception? This is a machlok, because I've heard him in the Pnei Yeshua and the Avnei Miluim. And the Pnei Yeshua thinks the rule is Shava Kesef, not like Kesef, unless I decide that it counts as Kesef. And how do you know I can decide to make something more chasher than it is? From that Chesef Rav, says the Rav. And the Avnei Miluim says, no, of course Shava Kesef was like Kesef. Shava Kesef is like Kesef. But sometimes in the Torah's Mechadesh, that I have to engage in a transaction against my will, I could say, okay, I have to do this against my will, but I only have to do this against my will if you're really doing the best you can by me, if you're giving me what I really want. If you're giving me something that's not what I really want, then the Torah didn't make me against my will. Torah didn't go so far and make me engage in any transaction against my will. Torah only made me engage in a reasonable transaction against my will.
According to the Avnei Miluim, in case of Baal Korcho, it's also Kekesef Achiyimcha?
Yes. But, I mean, Nafpina, what about Mishtika or something? Maybe. Enochanami. Could be. I mean, Baal Korcho usually means he's Mocha. But it's an interesting question. Like, you know, I mean, yesh lo, I don't know. You know, what if the fellow says, look, as far as I'm concerned, this bicycle is great. I would rather not let you set you free in the first place, but I have no objections to bicycles. Then maybe it would be fine. But, okay, that gets a little subtle. It could be, and here I'm, I can't promise anything. I can't promise anything, but maybe Rafi or someone pointed out that the Ramban says, Nezikin is like Bal Karcho. The Rashba didn't call Nezikin Bal Karcho. He says more by Nezikin in your pasuk because you would have thought you needed Meitav. So, it could be that, you know, if you understand the Yesod is that, you need to specially agree to something in order to make Shavu Kesef Chashuv. Then Nezikin, I didn't specially agree to get paid with this. So, Nezikin Bal Karcho, that would be the Ramban. If you say, no, Shavu Kesef like Kesef, unless I specifically, you know, object that it's not fair and that I don't want to go through with this transaction, you might have said, well, Evan Ivri, that's Bal Karcho. I don't want to go through the transaction and free you. Nezikin, I'm just gaining money. Like, you know, what do you mean? I'm not doing anything. I'm just taking money. And there the Havmina would be Meitav. So what I said is that maybe if you would say, maybe I'll put it on the board because I realized that that was not so clear, but the way you would Nafkamina might be, and this is, I'm not promising anything, but there are slightly different formulations, whether they call Nezikin Bal Karcho or just say Nezikin, the half mean is you need Meitav. So maybe Nafkamina, maybe Nafkamina is how you would say why you need a drusha by Nezikin, the way the Ramban says, is because it's Bal Karcho. Meaning, you don't have a special acceptance. When I pay you for your nezek, you're not specially agreeing to take this. You just sort of stuck with it. However, the way the Rashba says is because you need meitav, he doesn't call it Bal Karcho. He says meitav. Maybe, if you really want to make a diuk, you could say, it's because he understood that Shavu Kesef is like Kesef, unless I object, I say I don't want to go through with it. By Nezikin, what do you mean object? I mean, object and say, I don't want your money? I want money. If I don't give out your money, I don't get anything. So you might have thought, by Nezikin, I can't really object. If they're all better than nothing, so what's the hav mean of wanting to pass by Nezikin? Because Meitav might have taught us that you only give good things, not bad things. Kamashvelan, you can even give Shavu Kesef if it's Metaltalin. And Meitav only applies to Karka. Okay, Zev. This is just the lay of the land in terms of the answers of the Rishonim. And again, the answer to the Rishonim, together with a bit of a chakira, machlokes d'achronim, about what the Ramban and Rashba meant. I will. Now, here it gets a little subtle, but I do think there's room for a little bit more of a lumdish analysis of this principle of Shavu Kesef Kesef. So far, we basically asked, is Shavu Kesef like Kesef Kesef, or is it not? We haven't necessarily asked what it means, Shavu Kesef Kesef. And the, there's a Masorah in some yeshivas that you're chayav to analyze conceptually, what we call chakira, whenever you encounter a certain letter of the alphabet, which is, what letter of the alphabet do we encounter here? Kaf. Shavu Kesef is Kid Kesef. Right? What does it mean, like? Right? Like is a, like meaning, mamish the same thing? Or just similar in some ways? Right? Whenever something is an acceptable substitute for something else, it causes you to wonder. Sometimes that's a fruitful wondering. Not always. But is it really mamish just the same thing in different examples? Or is it really two things, but one can have the same effect or substitute for the other? So perhaps we have a makom to ask that question here also. Although I admit this is subtle, the Ritva has an interesting lashon, right? This is sort of in the middle of the Ritva's discussion. The Ritva was discussing how come we learn he wants to say la meisha would teach us Shavu Kesef, but wouldn't teach us like everything. We don't in every way make them equivalent. So he says, well, this is not really a drusha. Shavu Kesef's not really a drusha. Shavu Kesef's what he calls a giloy nosa. I think we briefly touched on that during the summer. but only briefly. We didn't get into as much as we could have when we discussed the issue of Bito, is it a Gilui Mosa, the Bechlal Bas Bito, and so you know what you mean. Then we briefly touched on the Gilui Mosa. Meaning there's two types of, I don't want to say two types of drushes, but there's two types of exegesis. There is what we call drushes, midosha torne dureshes bahem, that we learn something of a certain drusha, or something called Gilui Mosa. Gilui Mosa means we're just like figuring out what the words mean, it's just like pashup shah. Gilui Mosa means pashup shah. Some things are pashup shah, right? Like, again, I don't mean to commit myself here necessarily, but if someone, if some Karaite were to come over and ask you, doesn't it say to put the tefillin between your eyes? So shouldn't you put the tefillin over here between your eyes? Right? Right here on the bridge of your nose somewhere. And why are you putting it up on your head? You wouldn't tell them, I have a drusha, you should put the tefillin up here. Right? Because it says, by karcha, by pulling out your hair, b'nei neichem l'neis, it says pull out your hair between your eyes, and it says put tefillin between your eyes. And therefore we see that a drusha, that between your eyes is the place where there's hair, so it's over here. I don't know, it's just pashup shat. You guys just don't know how to read Chumash. The Gilui Mosa. What does b'nei neichem mean? Well, if the Torah says don't pull out your hair between your eyes, obviously b'nei neichem is a phrase that means on your head. That means, you know, in the front of your head. So likewise, I put the tefillin in front of my head. Not everything is a drasha. Some things are just telling you the pashup shat of what something means. That's called Gilui Mosa. Right, and that's the machlokes of Bayin Rava. Right, the Torah says I'm not allowed to sleep with my granddaughter. How do I know I'm not allowed to sleep with my daughter? But looks by and rather whether that's a drusha or that's, you know, it's just obvious. Goes without saying.
It's a real drusha, we feel Michazal can really be drusha. It's a gilui mitzvah that even not offering.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, that's a little controversial, but only a little. Yes. Now, the Ritva has a nice line here. The Ritva says, when he's trying to explain how come it's so easy to learn from the Eved to the Kiddushin that Sheva Kesef is a Kesef, even though we don't learn everything else. Says, because this is not a drusha, this is a Gilui Mosa. This is just the drusha pshat. If it's a Gilui Mosa, then it's easier to learn this. So, what does Gilui Mosa mean? Gilui Mosa means, what is this lashon? Gilui Mosa is Shavu Kesef Bechlal Kesef. Meaning, Shavu Kesef is Bechlal, is part of the meaning of Kesef. What he's saying is that, I don't necessarily mean in terms of the pshat of the words, but the pshat of the sense, that Kesef doesn't mean money. We'll see in Machlokas later in the Masechet what the word kesef means in biblical Hebrew. Does it mean silver, you know, one of the elements on the periodic table, or does it mean coins, coinage, monetary instruments? Okay, but we're not getting to that. But what it means in the Pasuk is kesef means value. Kesef means an item of value. So he seems to say it's a Gilui Mosa. Kesef just means an item of value. Now, which makes sense, meaning the Torah says kesef doesn't literally mean money. It just means monetary value. That's a very reasonable thing to say. You know, if a first grader asks another first grader, how much money does your father have? He doesn't mean how much does he have, like, in cash in the safe as opposed to in investments. He means how much what's his net worth? You know, and he wants to show that his father has more money than the other guy's father. It doesn't really matter how much 200 shekel bills they have. Matters how much they're worth. So that's what the Ritva seems to say here. However, the Achronim make a diuk. Okay, it's a good diuk, meaning assuming the Rush is writing a diuk, it's a very strong diuk. The Rush says something very peculiar in the Shulchan Rush. Now it's a line in the middle of the Shakyataria, but he's trying to discuss Hariza Gita Kamnashatidli Tzalisi, a whole complicated. His real discussion here is, if you promise to give someone something, and you give them money instead of that thing. So he says, in Gittin has a case where the man divorced wife, Amanas, you give me back my fancy robe, what happens if the fancy robe gets lost? Can she give money instead? So he says, really, the rule of Shavu Kesef means that you could give money instead. Except in that one particular case, let's urakamachavi. In that case, he didn't really want the robe. He really just wanted to make it difficult for her. And therefore, that's a there's an umdana that he meant something different there. But what do the principles seem to be? Shav kesef ki kesef means I could give you money instead of an object. Now, I mean, this is what all the 20th century achronim make this, even earlier, make this diuk. Let's think about the following question. What does what's wrong with this rush? The rush says, isn't Shava Kesef Ki Kesef? So therefore, the money counts as an object, right? If I say, oh, I'll give you a suit, I can give you money. What's wrong with this rush? Ron, what's punished with this rush? He's going in the opposite direction. He's not saying a suit counts as money. He's saying money counts as a suit. Now let's just think about this very pashut. If we have this rule of Shava Kesef Ki Kesef, one way of understanding this is Giloy Milsa, like the Ritva says, meaning that the meaning of Kesef is value. Right? Again, by meaning, I don't mean the dictionary meaning etymologically of the word. I mean the meaning in context of the sentence of the Torah. Right? That's what. Now, the meaning of Kesef is item of value. Let me ask you a simple question. What's the meaning of robe? Is the meaning of robe item of value?
Clothing.
No, the meaning of a robe is a robe. Right? That's very clear. Meaning, according to the Ritva, it's abundantly clear that he would disagree with this formulation of the Shud HaRush. Now, I'm going to be careful here. The Shud HaRush says that Shavik, let's even use this example. Shave itzdalis.
Itzdala.
It's. It's I don't know, anyone here know, like, is good at Greek or whatever, can tell me exactly what it looks like? Okay. Now, I know in the end he says, by getting it's different because you just want to mitzire her because you're playing games and you hate her. But in a normal case, let's say Kiddushin, or Mekach Umevkar, Shave Itzlis because Shave Kesef Kikesef. The Ritva would for sure disagree with this, right? Disagree with the Rush. Why? Because Kesef means value. That's a reasonable thing to say. After all, that's a reasonable thing to say. If a first grader says to another first grader, how much money does your father have? He really means, how much is he worth? On the other hand, if a first grader says to another first grader, how many suits does your father have? He means suits. He doesn't mean how many suits could he buy. He says, how many cars does your father have? He doesn't mean how many cars could he buy if he cashed in his pension fund and sold his house. He means how many actual, a car means a car, right? Kesef means value, but it's the lit means, it's the lit certainly doesn't mean value. You can't say a dwayne milsa is only what Kesef means. You can't say that itzlis means something else.
I'm not saying itzlis, I'm shava itzlis. Shava itzlis is value. With that, you can buy an itzlis. The other way around would be wrong. You can't say itzlis because shava itzlis. Why can't you say shava itzlis because itzlis? Shava itzlis is value.
Because I said give me an itzlis.
You're saying itzlis, no kishava itzlis. Why the other way around?
Okay. When the Torah says kesef, the Torah doesn't mean money. The Torah means value. But when I said an itzlis, then I meant
an
instalit. Now, you might give me money, but you haven't given me an instalit. It's not within the meaning of the word instalit.
We didn't understand. We understood they're giving back the mean code that they gave you. So she doesn't have the mean code, so she'll give him the
$10,000.
You know what I mean?
Okay, here's where I'm going to have to back my lesson. It could very well be, and this is exactly what the Adonai Miluim says to this. This is exactly what he says in this issue. It could very well be that the money counts instead of an itzdalit, but not because anything to do with Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef. Just because we assume that's what the guy meant. Right? We assume the guy meant, if you have it, give it to me, and don't give me money. But if you don't have it, I'll take whatever I can get. But the Rush, that's what the formulation of the Rush. The formulation of the Rush says Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef, and likewise Shavu Kli Ki Kli. If it's a giloy milsa, the meaning kesef is value, then the itzlus doesn't mean itzlus. If you want to say, in some circumstances, I'm willing to accept money anyway, you can. But you wouldn't say it's the same principle. You might agree with this result for a different reason. But you would say it's the same principle. Let me just fill in one thing. Another possibility is that really kesef means kesef. But shave kesef is an acceptable substitute. And then we might even add something. Why is shave kesef an acceptable substitute? The Torah says, give me kesef. Right? The Torah says, ki yikach ish b'kesef. Yikach ish isha b'kesef. The Torah. Kikimu says. Right? Or the Torah says, v'nasa kesef b'kum lo. By Pidyon Hector, the Torah Kikimu says. Or many places by Erechon, the Torah says, kesef shkalim, etc. Why might it be okay to give shave kesef instead? Because, after all, you could trade it for money. Right? Maybe, and this is what some of the Achronim say, most specifically the Divrei Yecheskel, that's in brackets, maybe because you can exchange it for kesef. Meaning it's not kesef, but it's an acceptable substitute because you can exchange it for kesef. If so, and then I'll take Morty's comment, if so, then the Shulchan Aruch makes perfect sense. If so, then the Shulchan Aruch makes perfect sense. What is the svara of the Shulchan Aruch? Then, and basically, if you're going to say the Rush meant what he said and said what he meant, that he was writing his words meduyuk, which is a good default assumption, then Lechori has to hold, like, this idea of the Rush makes sense. He says, kesef means kesef, but you can substitute. But you can substitute shave kesef. Likewise, itzdelis means itzdelis. It means itzdelis. But you can substitute money. You can substitute shave kesef, which can be sold for kesef. Itzlis means itzlis, but it counts. You can substitute money, which can buy an itzlis. Meaning the principle is that money means money, but you're allowed to substitute also, because after all, it'll work out in the end. So here also, itzlis means itzlis, but the principle of the Torah is that you don't have to give the exact thing. It's okay to give something which you can turn into the exact thing. So just like, meaning even Kal Vachomer, if when I have to give you kesef, I can give you clothing, because that can become kesef with great difficulty, right? It's not so easy to sell clothing for money. Kol Shkin, if I have to give you clothing, I can give you money, which very easily you can walk into any store in the world and buy clothing with at the drop of a suit or a robe, at the drop of a hat. So I think that this is what, again, the Divrei Yecheskel, he goes through this, and the Kodesh Shir also from a different angle, which we'll get to. If you say that what we're saying is there is nothing special about kesef, kesef means value. We're saying kesef is a general term, but itzlis is a specific term. Don't compare itzlis to kesef. You want to pass it however you want, but don't compare it to our sugya. But if you say, no, kesef is a specific term, but you're allowed to substitute, then the rush makes sense. You're allowed to substitute for a specific term. If you can substitute for kesef, you can also substitute for itzlis.
That's all very good when you're talking about value, that I may be mekadesh or I do this or that. But this is a tznai. It has nothing to do with the value of this itzlis. You made it tznai, you have to do this.
Okay. That is the Avnei Miluim's objection to the rush. The Avnei Miluim, you can object to the rush here for two reasons. Either you could say, I just don't like the way you're looking at shave kesef b'kesef, or the same thing that Avnei Miluim did, not here, but off the board to the Pnei Yeshua. He says, when it comes to Tanai, you can't start applying halachic rules to Tanai. Apparently, a lot of we've shown about Chorin thought you could. He says, really, when it comes to Tanai, you could just say, who cares what the halachic principles are? You just have to ask what the average person means by this Tanai, and that is, in fact, what the Avnei Miluim, that I think was skipped by three dots in the cover sheet, says to the Rosh.
The Dorsh is saying two things here. He's saying that Shavu Kesef is that they could replace each other. Mm-hmm. But he's also saying that you're able to use the thing which you could replace it with. I mean, there's a second element here that Dorsh does not necessarily disagree with that part. Like, Dorsh doesn't speak about whether or not you could replace A with B. He's saying another
let me try to be careful again. I'm not saying the ritual would disagree with the Rosh's conclusion. He just would say that has nothing to do with the sugya of Shavu Kesef Kikesef. The sugya of Shavu Kesef Kikesef is not about substituting. You want to make me a new rule of substituting, maybe fine. But that's not what Shavu Kesef Kikesef means. Shavu Kesef Kikesef means that Kesef lav davka. Shavu Kesef Kikesef means that Kesef doesn't mean money. So I think that, you know, the Ritva could agree with this new principle of the Rosh, but he wouldn't agree with it. That you learn that from Shavu Kesef Kikesef. You say, from Shavu Kesef Kikesef, you can't learn that. If you want to learn it from something else, fine. But you can't learn it from here. Now, let me just point out, there could be, maybe, this whole question of Gilui Milsa versus Limud is dealt with also in the Pnei Yoshua, the Talmud Makor Sheet. He quotes a Maharsha who called it a Limud of Shavu Kesef Kikesef. And the Pnei Yoshua himself says, I don't think it's a Limud, I think it is a Gilui Milsa. And that has a technical role in the sugya, which is, do you start eating perchas or not? Meaning, do you start saying, well, maybe only in that case, or because we guessed it, but not in this case. The more that you see it as a limud, you'll start asking perchas. The more you see it as a gilui milsa, you notice perchas on a gilui milsa. It's just teaching you sort of the pashut shot. And that's why he quotes here, the Maharsha says, that, well, how can you learn from Evid Ivri? Maybe everybody has a parakal at that. He's Yotze Bekesef, while a woman who's married is not Yotze Bekesef, only Mishtar, so maybe that's different. And the Pnei Yoshua says back that that I don't think it's a, after a few lines, says, I don't think it's a limud. At the end of the Pnei Yoshua, he says, it's not a binyan av, it's just a gilui milsa bi'alma. That's machlokesin, the Maharsha, the Pnei Yoshua, whether it's a binyan av or whether it is a gilui milsa bi'alma. You know, which has to do with how you technically go through the drushas. So over here, basically, we're saying that. Here we're sort of discussing whether you could can you expand the principle beyond Shavu Kesef? So again, if you see it as more of a trying to explain to you what Kesef means, it's hard to. If you see it as more of a fancy of a new limud, then maybe you can. Also, in terms of the technicalities of the drasha, here the Maharsha says that it is a binyanav, and therefore subject to pircha. While the Pnei Yoshua says it is a giloy milsa, and therefore not subject. And therefore, it is not subject to pircha. You might, if you wanted to go so far as to say there were two days in Tosfos why you needed Yashiv to be written by Nezikin. First day is because. Well, since the Zikin needs Meitav, you need a special pasuk to tell you can give non-Meitav. The second opinion of Tosos is that, well, you couldn't learn from Evid Ivri because maybe Evid Ivri is different because you want to be Mekil, so you want to assimilate onto the Goyim. Maybe you could tie that into the Maharsha of Pnei Yoshua also. If you see it as a Gilui Milsa, then it applies to everything, except for the Zikin, which needs Meitav. If you see it as more of a Limud, then an Alimud, because they have Percha. Percha is Mal Evid Ivri that you don't want him to assimilate. So maybe you could tie into that also, although I'm not promising. The two more interesting things that I wanted to ask are, Basically, the question of is Shavu Kesef. Two more realms where I want to say perhaps enough gemina in terms of how you look at Shavu Kesef and Kesef. This question of the kuf. Let's just put this here. Kekesef equals exactly the same, or Kekesef equals has the same halachic effect. So we looked at it in terms of the drasha. We also look at it in terms of halach lemaisa shavu kesef kekesef. For example, is all shavu kesef like kesef, or only in limited circumstances? And by here I mean, perhaps, this is a bit of a chiddush, there's a Gemara, Daf Zayin Beis, the Chesmon Aleph, with a famous machlokes between Rav and Rav Yosef. Right? The Gemara says here, how we got predicted to Shiroi, the eighth plus line of Zayin Beis, Rav or Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Shuma. The machlokes is whether you need appraisal. Do you need to know exactly how much it's worth? Right? So Rav says, you can use Shiroi, some sort of fancy clothing, you don't need to know how much it's worth. Right, let's say I give a girl a ring. Right? Nowadays, we don't give her a 200 shekel bill. We give her a ring. Do you need to know how much the ring is worth? Right? So Rabbi says no, Rabbi Yosef says yes. That's not the opinion we're going to discuss now. One opinion is that the only argument I promise her is worth $50. If I promise her it's worth $50, then they're arguing, do I have to prove that it's worth $50? Or will she take my word for it that it's worth $50? Okay, the Ikedami, the second version, the Chol Dunan Pliga, even if I don't say it's worth, even if I say it's worth whatever it's worth. I mean, is that a question of psychology, does she trust me or not? It's a question of, fundamentally, does it count if it doesn't come appraised? Rav Yosef or Shavu Kesef, Rav Kesef, Ma Kesef, the Kayetz of Shavu Kesef, Nami Kayetz. Says Rav Yosef, well, Shavu Kesef is like Kesef. Just like Kesef has a fixed value attached to it, it says on it 200 shekels, Shavu Kesef has to have a fixed value attached to it, has to come with an appraisal. And Rava doesn't think so. So here we have to look, Rava thinks any Shavu Kesef works. Rav Yosef thinks that only Shavu Kesef that has a very fixed value. So, I can't say for sure, but F sure that you could say, according to the Lishna Basra, on Daf Zayin with Beis, right? The Lishna Kama says, they're just arguing whether she trusts me when I promise her it's worth $50. Here it's saying, no. I say, I don't care how much it's worth, and she doesn't care how much it's worth. I give her a ring. Does it need to have an accurate price tag on it, an appraisal on it? Or can it just be... Now, again, I assume if I give her an iPhone, then most people know how much they cost anyway. Maybe I know that's what you should write. Let's say it's a ring. A ring is very hard. An average person has no idea how much it's worth. You need a professional appraisal to tell you how much jewelry is worth. So, Rabba says, I could use anything. Rav Yosef says, no. It has to be like Kesef. It has to have a fixed value. Efshar, you could say, that here is Rabba. Any value, any item of value counts. He says, Kesef should be something valuable. But Rav Yosef, maybe this far it could be, especially in light of what we said before, no, only an item that is clearly exchangeable for a certain amount of money. Maybe if we go back to is Shavu Kesef really like Kesef? Really the same as Kesef or no? Since you can exchange it for Kesef, it's a valid substitute. Maybe Rabbi said, any shomer kesef like kesef. What's the difference between a ring and money? Money's worth a certain amount of rings. Rings are worth a certain amount of money. It's all the same. Rabbi says, no, really you have to give her money. You're allowed to give her shomer kesef because shomer kesef is a substitute for money. Okay, but if it's a substitute for money, then you have to have, you have to say, it has to be written, at least how much money it counts as. Even though clearly we all know it's a substitute for some amount of money, we all know the ring's worth of pruta, but and we know possibly Rav Yosef, but Rav Yosef says, no, it's only a substitute for money if an expert comes and tells you, if you have a proof of how much money it's a substitute for. If it says $200, then we know it's a substitute for $200. Otherwise, then it's a very nice thing, but it's hard to view it as a substitute for money if we don't know how much money it's worth.
I think you could say the opposite.
I hear your taina. I hear your taina as well. And I think that depends whether you add these brackets or not, to a certain degree. You know, if you, I think it depends whether specifically the chakira is any item of value versus something which is easily exchangeable, or it's just a chakira of Gilui Milsa versus Riboy Stam. I admit, and that's why I said I know these things are subtle. I just want to end with one thing, which I apologize that I did not put on the Makoros sheet. So I'm just going to give you a... Here, can I have a volunteer, please? Just sort of pass these around.
We thought it was very much good. But he said that he suggested to Rapine that it depends on what the type of transaction is. If the transaction is like Ezekiel, where you're paying for what you destroy or buying something, but we're just talking about where the kesef is symbolic. Like
Okay. So can you just hold that thought for 5 minutes? And I'll still have time? Okay, I'm not going to read this inside because it's not fair, because it's not enough for everyone. But I want to point out a great machlokas that... I want to point out a great machlokas. I will just tell you what it says, and we can look it up on our own. I'll email this out. Between Tosos and the Rambam. Tosos and the Rambam have this fascinating machlokas. Whether... Here it's a little subtle... Whether lechatchila you have to give kesef or lechatchila you can give shava kesef. Now they're not talking about kiddushin, but in two contexts they have a machlokas. So so if we ask, let's just ask this question. Is shave kesef like kesef lechatchila? Is lechatchila as good as kesef in all circumstances? So here we have a double machlok between Tosos and the Rambam. One case Tosos and the Rambam argue is piraon chov, paying a chov. The Gemara is very clear that you have to pay a chov with money if you have. Says Tosos based on that, when you have Tom, and all the Bali Tosos agree here, that if you have money, you have to pay a chov with money. Only if you don't have money, you can give shava kesef. So Tosos says, if you have cash, pay cash. You must pay cash. If not, then you can pay shava kesef. If not, then pay with anything. The Rambam writes in the fourth Mukra in the sheet, he says, Lo v'she'en lo metaltalin v'yesh lo karka in nod l'betzin sh'tolom osu v'yarachayim kofo sholim kor v'lin k'vachol. A lova who has no metaltalin and only has land, if Bezin knows he hid metaltalin, we force him to sell his land and give, pay cash. If not, we just make a chayrim of anyone who knows he has metaltalin, and then we collect his land. So what does he say here? The lovet has to be with metaltalin, not with land. Only if he has no metaltalin, we let him pay land, and even then, we check to make sure he doesn't have hidden metaltalin. But he never says it's better to give money. He just says it's better to give metaltalin. Says the Rambam, that if you have metaltalin, pay metaltalin. If not, then pay with karka. Likewise, there's a similar machlokas when it comes to Nizikin between at least Rabbeinu Tam and many other Rishonim, including the Rambam. Says Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, Baba Kama Daf Tesa Bar Aleph, he says, at least Rabbeinu Tam says, not all other Tosfos agree, he says that Lechatchila, you have to pay with money. If you have no money or no Meitav Karka, then you could pay with Subin. So says Rabbeinu Tam, if you have cash, pay cash or Meitav Karka. If not, pay Shava Kesef. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon Perek Tes Halacha Yud. Says Kshebezin is Karkin Livos and Izak Minitzei Mazik Gobim and Metaltelin Tchila. You have to pay Lechachila for Metaltelin. If you don't have Metaltelin, then you pay from Karka. He says the same thing. If you have Metaltelin, pay Metaltelin. If not, pay Meitav Karka. Pay from the best of your land. Basically, in two places, where in Tom the Baal HaTosfos to say, if you have cash, pay cash. If you don't have cash, pay in jaguars or oranges. And the Rambam both places says, if you have Metaltelin, pay Metaltelin. Where does the Rambam get this from? What's the Svara? So I think the Svara is, if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Erechin, he says, you have to pay kesef for pidyon hekdesh. Echad kesef echad char metaltelin shavin kesef vafilu supin. He reads the drush of Yashav Rabba Shava kesef vafilu supin is talking about metaltelin. Shava kesef he thinks means metaltelin. Shava kesef means metaltelin. If shava kesef means metaltelin, then you can pay with all metaltelin. All metaltelin are the same as kesef. So basically, what's the machlokas here? The machlokas here is that the Rambam says two things. He says, number one, shave kesef equals metaltelin, at least in this lashon. And he says, no, shave kesef is exactly as good as kesef. While Tosfos would say, no, at least metaltelin, because he thinks shave kesef means metaltelin. Shave kesef is a bidyeved substitute, at least in some, right, is a bidyeved substitute in some halachos, right? Sometimes it's a achila substitute, sometimes a bidyeved substitute. Basically, Tosfos thinks, you know what? Shavu Kesef is really bidyeved in some cases, like Nezikin and like Piron Chov. I wonder what he would say about every Ivri, I'm not sure. Clearly it's acceptable, but it's bidyeved. The Rambam says, Shavu Kesef metaltelin is always lechachila. Okay, there may be one exception, that's not 100% clear, which is paying wages, kar sacher, but the Rambam doesn't explicitly say what he thinks. Again, this might be totally on the same chakira. If Shavu Kesef yes, means Shavu Kesef is mamish kesef, like, blue milsa, like, everything is the same. A value is value. Then what's the difference between Shavu Kesef and Kesef? It's all the chachila. If you say, no, really Kesef means Kesef. However, there's a halacha that we're marba substitute. Yashiv. The halacha that we're marba substitute. Okay, the halacha we're marba substitute. When we need to be, you know, in some circumstances, but it's not the chachila to use the substitute. So this also might be an afkamina of this chakira. Okay, so here we had a, now, again, I will admit that a lot of these nafkaminas you can analyze in different ways. This is more just a possible ways to analyze something. But clearly we see that there's some room for, and that Zev was right, that there's some debate among the Mefarshim. How do we look at the relationship between Shavu Kesef and Kesef? Number one, how do we look at the drusha? Is the drusha more of a gilui milsa or more of a real drusha? And perhaps corresponding to that, how do we look at Shavu Kesef? Is it mamish Kesef? Or is it a substitute? And that might have to do with, number one, technically in the drasha, do we start asking all kinds of pirchas, or do we just go with it? Can we apply it to things besides kesef? And even within shavu kesef kesef, do we have requirements for the substitute? Not so simple. You have to really make it a good substitute, like Rav Yosef, who says it needs shuma, and Is it l'chachilo substitute or only b'diavad a substitute? Okay, we have it's only 1259. I'll just end with one point, and then we'll have to pick up next time. I'm not going to end with one point. We will end at 12:59. I will say once in my life I ended before the time was up. I better stop talking before this turns into 1 o'clock. Okay, we'll pick up next time. Mirtz Hashem. Now I count to 10. We'll pick up next time. Mirtz Hashem. We'll just finish up this discussion that we're in the middle of for a few moments, and we'll go on to the Gemara. The first Gemara, you could schedule this Masechet in different ways. What I'd like to do here is the first Gemara in the Masechet, like the first 12 lines of Gemara, 14 lines of Gemara, whatever it is very yesodistic. It's really about the nature of Kiddushin. It's elucidating the Lashon of Mishnah. But the Mishnah already talks about Kinyan, it talks about Keset, it talks about Kiddushin, and Kifa really gets the core of what Kiddushin is all about, which is something that's being found spread throughout the Masechet. So what I'd like to do is, we'll get into this Gemara, this first Gemara. We'll try and elucidate through this Gemara the core of what Kiddushin is all about and what Kiddushin Kesef is all about. And then we'll add points to that as we go through the Perek. So our game plan is we'll go through the first 15 lines of Gemara. We'll try to get to the soul of what Kiddushin is. What it essentially is. Is an Isha the same as a Sada? Is an Isha not the same as a Sada? Is Kiddushin a Kenyan? Do you buy a woman? Do you not buy a woman? All these very fundamental not political, philosophical, but lumpish questions in the Masechet. And then we will, as we go through the Masechet, we see other circuits that tie in. We'll tie in other circuits. We'll start discussing that. Okay, I apologize again that I didn't